This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support. This podcast is not about the insanity of the intolerant left and the protests in Berkeley against Milo Yiannopoulos and all this crazy stuff that we're seeing right now. All the protesters and rioters attacking Trump supporters and bashing women with flagpoles and pepper spraying women and beating people until they bleed. No, it's not about that. It's about something much bigger than any president or any political party or anything like that. Something that's coming that's going to make most of humanity obsolete. Seriously. And that is advanced robotics and automation. Now, what do these two things have to do with each other? That's what I'm going to explain here. Thank you for listening. My name is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, as you know. I'm the editor of naturalnews.com. I'm the lab science director of CWC Labs. And interestingly, in the lab, one of the things I'm working on right now is an automated liquid handling system. It's a very expensive system. It's an over $100,000 system for automating the pipette. The pipetting of sample preparation, we do dilutions, we do food environmental sample testing, heavy metals, elements, pesticides, all these things, CBDs, cannabidiol. And so we do a lot of sample prep, and I have to automate that. So I write the scripts. I actually have written some really ingenious code that no one else across all of science has figured out for this robot, by the way, to do some really complex subroutine looping with well positions as variables and so on. I'm going to do a video about that, so I'll show you that later. But the thing is, when I was working on this robot today and I was thinking about the riots in Berkeley, it suddenly hit me. What we're seeing with the crazy, insane college campus left, with all their riots and all of their just unhinged mental illness and their complete lack of knowledge about anything, they are absolutely clueless. They have no knowledge. They're factless, I say. They everything they think is true is not true. Like, everything they will cite in a public speech is factually false. They live in a delusional world. They live in a fairy tale world. But what do they want? They want to be in control, and they all want to have at least a $15 an hour minimum wage. And how do they think they can achieve these things? Well, they do it by threatening everybody. They do it by bullying. They do it by threatening violence and yelling and screaming and literally beating people and attacking people and setting fires and destroying property and spray painting buildings and, you know, assaulting Milo Yiannopoulos, the most dangerous faggot of the year, award winner, who's an awesome guy. Brilliant. Absolutely brilliant. I love his work. Now, Why are these young people so outraged? If you really drill down to that question, the answer is because, get this, they're outraged because they are irrelevant. They don't matter. Nothing they do is changing the world. Nothing they do is working. You think all setting all the fires and all the graffiti and all the profanity and all the attacks and wearing the ski masks and running around like terrorists, do they think that that's winning them favor? Do they think that that's gaining them influence? Do they think they're going to get more votes in 2018 or 2020 because the Democrats are going to, run that on TV and say, vote for us. We're the terrorists who threaten to kill everybody. Yeah, that's... You know, it's like Paul Joseph Watson said in a recent video. He said, look at this scene in Berkeley. This is Donald Trump's 2020 re-election ad. It's like, just watching this shows you that these people don't matter. All they do is hurt themselves. Now, if you think about that as a nugget of an idea, you've got a generation of snowflakes and crybullies and safe space zone, fragile psycho people. I don't know, whatever you want to call them. They really do not matter. in society. And the colleges and the universities aren't even teaching them how to even be relevant. They learn nothing except how to be social justice warriors. I mean, you can graduate from a four-year university and not know how to think for yourself, not know how to write, not know how to do math, not know anything about economics or anything about even American history. Not even required anymore. What are they teaching people? Oh, gender studies, you know, Black history, social justice, how to hate whites class, you know, hating whitey 101. You know, that's the kind of stuff basically that a lot of these young students are learning. And it's all useless from a skills point of view. You can't graduate from a four-year university that just teaches you hatred and intolerance and bigotry while calling it, by the way, tolerance and progressivism. But you can't graduate from a school like that and go out into the job world and get a job applying the stuff you learned, because guess what? It's all fake. It's a fake degree, basically. You know how they say CNN is fake news? You graduate from one of these universities, you have a fake education. But you owe real debt on it, by the way. You still owe $100,000 on your student loans, but you have a fake degree because you didn't learn anything that's applicable in the real world. Now, at the same time that that's going on in the real world, actual scientists, people who actually are intelligent and who do matter, are inventing things. And they're learning how to use other people's inventions to be more efficient in getting things done in the world. And robotics is one of the key technologies that is really starting to take off. Now, robotics, when I talk about robotics, I'm really talking about automation. Automation of all kinds of things that are currently accomplished by human labor. I'm not talking about robots that walk around looking exactly like humanoids. A robot doesn't have to look like a humanoid in order to be very, very effective and replace somebody's job. For example, there's a hamburger-making machine, a robot. It makes hamburgers. It fries up the beef, and it puts on the lettuce, and it puts on the tomatoes, and it does all this stuff. What does it look like? Does it look like a giant humanoid robot with hands and eyes and a face? No, it looks like a box, a giant box, like a crate. I don't know, an industrial pallet. It doesn't have a face. It doesn't talk. It doesn't listen to verbal commands. It makes hamburgers. And it's going to put some people, you know, out of work. Now, if you think about the big, big dynamics and trends that are happening in society today, it's this rise of robots that is combined with also, at the same time, the demands of those who are increasingly irrelevant, i.e. these college student leftists who know nothing, but their demands are that they get paid more and more and more. And I've even seen this in my own company, where I get resumes now from people who have a four-year degree, they've gone to college, they've graduated from college, and I give everybody a skills test, just basic test to start with, like, how fast can you type on a computer? You know, can you use a web browser? Do you know what a mouse is on a computer? You know, you got to get through the basics, right? And I've had people take these skills tests and come back typing like 25 words a minute, which is excruciatingly, ridiculously slow. I'm like, are they using their feet? What? How can you type that slow? And they want $50,000 a year. They want to get paid $50,000, and they only type 25 words a minute. That's absurd. But they think they're worth it. Why? Because they have a four-year degree, and you ask them what they studied, gender studies and women's studies and social justice studies, and just it's just endless nonsense. The psychology of gender. Like, really? Did you actually learn anything that's useful? Do you have any skills? And the answer is no. They don't have any skills, and they don't have any knowledge, and they can't think critically because that's never taught in these liberal universities. They don't want people to think for themselves. My God, they would reject liberalism, right? So they teach them to not think. What do they teach them? To be obedient sheeple. To be obedient. To be a conformist. And remember, I've explained this in my liberal meme, that hatred is tolerance, conformity is diversity, according to the left. So if you conform, then you can consider yourself to be diverse. You see, you conform to the liberal groupthink, then you can claim that you love diversity because you have a friend with black skin and another friend with who's Indian and another friend who's Muslim and so on and so forth. That's not diversity. That's racism, because you're judging people by the color of their skin. But in any case, if you think about it, the colleges now are trying to turn young people into biological robots. They want them to graduate from the university with a degree in obedience, a degree in groupthink, a degree in how to be a complete moron and have no skills and not think for yourself. That's what these universities are pushing out the door now. You go to Berkeley, it might cost you $150,000. You come out of Berkeley, you have a degree in basically total, I don't want to curse, sorry, total BS. You have a degree in nonsense. You have a degree in groupthink. You are an obedient sheeple. Now, I ask you this. As the robots rise up and become more and more capable of mimicking human behaviors, you know, being able to pick up fruit, for example, or use vision systems to identify objects in three-dimensional space, you know, stereoscopic vision. It's more complex than you think. But as robots are able to do this and move around freely in an environment, they can start working in grocery stores and warehouses and light manufacturing and doing jobs that humans don't want to do, flipping burgers, dipping the fries in the cooking oil, and so on and so forth. And I ask you this. When the students coming out of the universities are nothing but biological robots, what advantage do they have over mechanical robots? The answer is nothing. Nothing. The only thing that makes a human more valuable than a robot in a society where physical robotics is very advanced is that the human can think for himself or herself. That's it. What makes you human is your ability to be truly unique, to have your own ideas, to have your own critical thinking. Robots can't do that. Robots follow orders. Robots do exactly what they're told. And yet, if you graduate from Berkeley or any of these liberal universities, you are nothing but a robot, because you think what you're told to think, you believe what you're told to believe, and guess what? Before long, you are irrelevant in society. Irrelevant. Because your jobs that you think are going to pay you, if you're one of these young liberal snowflakes, you think you're going to get paid $50,000 a year for having the typing skills of a porcupine, you're kidding yourself. You're going to have no job. Zippo. Nada. Nothing. Because the robots are going to replace everything that you could offer, which was basically a little bit of kinetic motion, you know, the ability to sort fruit at the grocery store, let's say. You're going to get replaced by those robots. These leftists don't realize that they are going to become extinct. Now, what's astonishing about that is that all of these protests that we're seeing today at Berkeley and other universities, where people hate Milo Yiannopoulos because he speaks words that they don't like, because he's brilliantly sort of condescending and revealing in a, I call it a very delicious kind of way. It's just wonderful to watch him work and watch him get a rise out of these completely cognitively retarded leftists, right? It's brilliant to watch. But these students, if they're mad today, how angry are they going to be when the robots replace them? Because what I'm talking about is a future maybe a generation away, 10, 15, 20, 25 years away, certainly by 30 years away, you're going to have robots that are capable of doing almost everything that sort of low-wage workers do in society today, which provides a lot of jobs for a lot of people who are going to find themselves irrelevant in the workforce. You're going to have a wave of joblessness. You're going to have a society that's actually run by and controlled by a few techno-corporatists. You look at the Google robot technology. There's a reason that Google has been buying robotics companies. There's a reason that Amazon.com, Jeff Bezos, has been developing advanced automation robotics for Amazon warehouses and filing patents for drone delivery technology and so on. The reason is because Google and Amazon and every big company, Ford, GM, you name it, every big company, McDonald's, ultimately, they want to get rid of the humans. Just sharing a little secret with you. Shh. Don't tell anybody. They want to get rid of the humans. Why? Humans, to them, are a pain in the ass. Humans demand to get paid. Humans call in sick. You know, in their minds, humans, some humans get pregnant. Some humans have children. Some humans sexually assault other humans on the job. Robots don't do that. I don't know. There might be some humans that could sexually assault robots. They might be like trans robot hybrid human gender something. You might have like trans robotic. Is that a thing? Is that a gender in New York? I'm half pixie elf and half robot. It's like a sexual orientation. You have to talk to them in a Mr. Robotic voice. I don't know. It's all insane at this point. But the point is, the robots will replace these people by the tens of millions. And it's going to be just a few corporations that then are going to dominate the world of robotics, dominate the intellectual property, dominate the manufacturing of the robots, dominate the software that drives the robots. They're going to license robots to you with sort of a monthly fee for the robot hardware platform, and then they'll charge you add-ons like buying apps for the different tasks that the robot can do for you, either in a commercial environment, like, hey, for $1,000 a month, this robot can sweep your floors. Or even in a home environment, you know, for an extra $50 a month, this robot can chop carrots and make a stir fry, that kind of thing. The point is, these leftists who are screaming and whining right now because they're no longer relevant in the political spectrum, they're soon going to find that they aren't relevant in the physical spectrum. And because they have nothing to offer society, they have no skills, they have no critical thinking, they have no creativity, they have no ideas that go beyond the mass conformity that they've been indoctrinated with, they are no more valuable to society than an actual robot. Do you understand? And when that happens, when that day comes, trust me, the globalists will find a way to get rid of what they call the useless eaters. Depopulation. Oops, level 4 genetically engineered virus somehow escaped the Amazon.com microbiology lab. Dang it, it just wiped out 25% of the population. Well, good thing Jeff Bezos has all those robots already ready to roll out. Good thing. Got some resistance humans that are causing trouble for the globalists? Oh, don't worry. The Google Terminator robot is crawling up your front porch right now, and it's going to taser you and then put a bullet in your head or whatever. Don't worry. The Google robot can see through walls. It can find your heat signature because you're a human. You're alive. It isn't, but it can kill you so that all of you are dead. That's the Google technology. Do you honestly think that Google robotics technology isn't about developing weapons to kill people? Really? See, that's the libtards are so stupid, they can't even see that the thing that they love, so cool, this Google robot, look at it, it can walk through the forest and it can follow people and carry packs for soldiers. No, those are future Terminator machines, you morons. They're going to kill you when you are no longer needed. Wake up, people. It's so simple. Wake up, smell the coffee, raise your awareness, and maybe, just maybe, you can be something more than a robot, contribute to society in a real way, and survive all of these big changes that are coming. Thanks for listening. This is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, healthrangerreport.com. Click subscribe to stay plugged in to the Health Ranger Report. I know you have a lot of choices of where to get your superfoods and supplements, personal care products, and so on. To find all these solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, M-A-G-A. healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, as in Make America Great Again. You'll find hundreds of solutions there that can enhance and help protect your health. Again, that's healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. At the Health Ranger Store, we are a pro-liberty, pro-life, pro-freedom, pro-America manufacturer and direct distributor. We sell direct to customers, offering extraordinary values on these products. Lab tested and verified, we test all of our products for bacteria, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, heavy metals, lead, cadmium, arsenic, mercury, much more. Also glyphosate and herbicide and other pesticides and herbicides are being added to our testing procedure to make sure that we bring you safe, verified, clean supplements that you just don't get anywhere else. I mean, Amazon.com is a joke compared to us. The Wall Street Journal even did a story exposing the thousands of contaminated, illegal, banned, toxic supplements and products that Amazon sells. We wouldn't sell that because we have ethics, we have morality, we're honest, we have integrity as a manufacturer and a provider of these products. Check us out, healthrangerstore.com. Over 700 different products are available right now. High-end supplements, superfoods, personal care products, even fragrance-free products that are eco-friendly for your home, such as laundry detergent, body soap, dishwasher detergent, and many other products. You'll find just an incredible assortment at healthrangerstore.com. And most importantly, your purchases there help support our ongoing efforts to spread the message of liberty and freedom and pro-life, respecting life in all its forms, and having a nation and a world that operates with ethics and morality so that we might have a sustainable human civilization, not one that's collapsing in destitution and suffering, which is what the radical left and the communists want to bring about. So support us, and we support humanity. HealthRangerStore.com. I thank you for your support.